howling. The sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me.
Cloudy is pretty much a state of being around here, but something strange happens in the clouds over Whidbey Island. And we'll hear why in a minute. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, we've got a little bit of clouds and a little bit of everything, it seems like.
But we won't have clouds the whole weekend. We will see sun, even today. Right now, a ridge is developing over the region. And that's going to result in probably partly sunny to sunny skies later in the afternoon. And there's a lot of low clouds now in the lowlands. It's actually sunny if you go into eastern Washington and up in the mountains, any elevation. But I expect a lot of low clouds to burn off. So we'll see some sun today. And in fact, the air is relatively warm. So temperatures could get up into the mid-50s someplace. So it's starting to feel a little spring-like. Then, unfortunately, tomorrow, a weather system comes in, a fairly significant cold front. And that's going to push in late tonight and tomorrow morning. So there'll be showers when you wake up tomorrow morning. And those will probably continue into around lunchtime. And as the front goes by, showers will continue over the mountains and also in our favorite Puget Sound conversion zone. So I'm afraid people in Seattle and that area might see some showers. But if you go north and south in the afternoon, you probably can get out of it.
Is the division enough that it'll literally be sunnier by Olympia and Tacoma and cloudy and rainy Seattle north?
Exactly. So if you're in Seattle tomorrow and you're in clouds and precipitation after noon or 1 o'clock and you want to get out of it, just get on I-5 and go north or south, and you will get out of it. And you just got to drive, you know, maybe half an hour or so, get out of the convergence zone, and it'll be much better. So anyway, it's going to be, you know, actually a mixed day tomorrow for a lot of people. Then the front goes by, and behind it, there's considerably cooler air. I mean, people will notice it. No more 50s anymore. We're going to drop well back into the 40s again. And we should see some sun on Sunday. As the front goes by, I think things will clear out, so it'll be partly sunny skies. The only exception would be in the mountains, which will have some residual showers. One good thing about this system is it will bring a little bit of snow to the mountains. The mountains are kind of, you know, hurting a bit. I mean, we haven't been having a lot of snow the last few weeks, and so this will bring a few more inches to freshen up the snow. Then we get into Monday, and another system will be coming towards us. But most of the energy of that system should be plummeting southward. There's a really interesting change in the large-scale circulation of the atmosphere. We've had this ridge that's been over us now for on the order of a week or so. That's going to shift a little bit more to the west. And so as it does so, we're going to shift into colder air as the northerly air on the eastern side of the ridge moves into the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's been very, very mild, but you're saying by next week, by the holiday Monday, it's going to be colder.
That's right. You know, it's really interesting. If you plot the temperatures the last 2 weeks, you'll see that we've actually been warmer than normal. Not so much the highs. The highs have been near normal, but our minimum temperatures have been way above normal. I mean, it really hasn't been getting cold at night. And I think the plants are starting to notice it. I'm seeing a lot of shoots coming up, a lot of bulbs, even some flowers starting to take off.
So tell me about this strange cloud phenomenon over Whidbey Island. What's going on there?
Well, Keith, you know, we're used to thinking about mountains producing clouds. As air moves towards a mountain, it rises, it cools, and the air becomes saturated and get clouds. But it's interesting that even low hills, ones that are only a few hundred feet high, can also produce clouds if the air is moist enough. And in fact, that's what happened in Whidbey Island. Whidbey Island, especially that southeast part, has these cliffs, and they're about 300 feet high. And so an air that is pretty moist, has a high relative humidity, approaches some of these hills, it's forced to rise. As it rises, it cools, because air cools when it rises. It can cool enough so that the air can become saturated. That means the relative humidity becomes 100%. And you can see the formation of clouds. And this was a marvelous example of this, what we saw 2 days ago on Whidbey Island. Air was coming from the southeast, was forced to rise in those bluffs. And you can see halfway up the slope, these clouds form. And those clouds over this whole area of Whidbey Island. And even downstream of the island, you can see these clouds. So it's a really wonderful example how relatively low hills, you know, low features, can give enough lift if the air is moist enough to produce clouds.
Cliff Mass writes a blog about weather science and teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. Thanks, Cliff.
Have a good weekend, Keith.
I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.